Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And it's high school football season, that time of year again, where we are at our, well, I'm at my best. Kip just kind of comes in, but we cannot be more excited for the start of high school football.
And then you cue up the WWE. Good stuff, man. My team lost last night, but it's okay. I'm a true fan.
Kip, of course, calls games for the Brunswick High Pirates along with my father. Pirates did not look good against Pierce County. By the way, you might see Pierce County in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings later in the show.
Oh, they should be there. They're a pretty good team.
We'll run down some scores really for – well, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Before we get into scores, let's go ahead and get our sponsors so that they feel welcome to the show.
Amen.
The segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340, and we have a player from Brunswick High that needs an appointment urgently to see you.
Mm. Played earlier in the week, Savannah Country Day goes down to Bullock Academy. I'm telling you, Bullock's really good. 32-2, Bullock Academy blows out Savannah Country Day, who's supposed to be a pretty good football team. Richmond Hill, 6A Richmond Hill, comes all the way down to Camden County at Chris Gilman Stadium. And blows out, well, it was actually a nip-and-tuck game until the end. 28-11, Richmond Hill beats Camden at Chris Gilman.
Wow.
7A Tift doesn't score, and they lose 7-0 to Crisp.
Mm.
Warner Robins goes down to Valdosta, a nail-biter, 28-25. Brunswick High falls to Pierce County, 31-10 over in the Bears Den. Effingham, 21-13 winners over Grovetown. Glen Academy, 33-7. Over MCA up at Glen County Stadium. Wayne County was supposed to play Statesboro. Instead, they play Hart. They win that game 29-13. Coffee Blanks drew 45-0. Ware County beats Cook 38-6. Benedictine over Burke 58-26. Hey, by the way, Brantley County had a pretty good season last year. Charlton County did not. Looks like things might be back to normal. 39-0 winners. Charlton over Brantley. Brantley does not score.
Ouch.
Claxton, 28-16 winners over Tattnall. Southeast Bullock, watch out for Southeast Bullock. 31-13 winners over Screven last night. Swainsboro gets shut out by Metter, 28-0. Upset of the night. Macon County beats Clinch County 21-19. Put a star by that game, because nobody, including this guy who knows basically everything there is about high school football, saw that coming. ECI goes down. So, what are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at you tooting your horn, man. You're feeling good this morning. You must have got up and drank one of those power shakes, and you know, with the avocado and all that stuff in it, because you really pumped up today.
I'm always pumped up for
you
this.
You filled in for JC Outlaw last night at the Camden game on K-Bay. Did a fantastic job from what I heard.
And, well, thank you.
You know, Camden County football on K-Bay, Jason Bishop was the man last night. Good job.
Well, thank you, Kip. Savannah Christian loses, or actually takes down ECI. Lowndes and Archer did not play.
They play tonight, by the way. 7:30 on TV, actually.
Okay, cool. Veterans beats Northside 17-7.
What's wrong with Northside?
I don't know. Been down a couple of years.
Yep.
Valwood destroys Georgia Christian 51-8. Those are all your regional scores from around the area from last night.
Ouch. Frederica goes to play Valwood this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll see the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings in the next segment. But I'm going to keep you guys guessing. Some teams that I think from last night that kind of affiliated with both of us. As you mentioned, I called the Camden game last night. You called the Brunswick game last night. I feel like that both those teams got some answers. Got to find some answers offensively because they did not look good offensively in either game.
Brunswick looked good for the first half of the first quarter.
First half of the first quarter.
Till their best running back went down, and we got to see what the doctors say about Jacoby Hill. Had 60 yards on six carries. After that, the team had a hard time dealing with the adversity of that, and the game got away from them. Pierce is a good team. Brunswick's defense played pretty good for the most part, but offensively, what's the term your dad used on the radio quite a bit? Discombobulated.
I used that last night myself.
Discombobulated. The passing game for Brunswick High didn't look very good. Offensively, it was a struggle last night.
Camden County screen after screen after screen after screen, and they weren't working. Not real sure why Camden kept trying to throw the screen. They did have some success throwing the ball down the field, especially to the middle of the field, and they kind of got away from that. Tried to run the ball, didn't do real well running the football against Richmond Hill, but they just kept throwing screen after screen after screen, and their offense looked anemic as well. New quarterback coming in, I'm sure he's, you know, first game jitters. He'll probably get that out of the way. Josh Brown's a quarterback for Camden. He'll probably look much, much better next week, and I'm sure they'll, you know.
Well, you got Bob Spire Academy coming next week now, so that's not going to be a cakewalk either.
Well, Bob Spire's staff, I'm sure they'll figure it out and get to the drawing board on how to move the football, because against Richmond Hill, they didn't move it very well.
Richmond Hill's pretty stout on defense. You know, by the way, Richmond Hill was not in your preseason power rankings, but I'm pretty sure they'll debut pretty high this week.
You might see the Richmond Hill Wildcats in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings.
Final four team last year in 6A didn't make the final rankings, didn't make the preseason rankings, but I have a feeling they're going to enter the rankings today.
What gives you that feeling?
That's what you do. You're a bandwagon jumper.
I am a realist, Kip. I'd give the fans, the listeners, facts. That's what I deal in, is facts. As I told someone recently, I'm not interested in rationalizations, excuses, or reasons why. I'm only interested in facts. Tell me the facts. All that other stuff, fluff. Not interested.
The facts are you're a bandwagon jumper. And Facebook Live, we're on Facebook Live as well. You see this B on my hat right here? True fan, baby. Always a Pirate. Bleed blue and gold.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you.
going all out? M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquor is locally family owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
We come back with the best rejoiner song of the 1980s, Billie Jean, by the man, Michael Jackson. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review. We're trying to get there.
And here we go. Does anyone ever understand anything Shaq says on the NBA pre and post game? Calm down, Jags fans. I'm here to tell you, Dabo Swinney is not leaving Clemson to come to Jacksonville.
Trevor Lawrence is.
Jags fans, do you realize the team just cut the guy they drafted ahead of Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes after only 3 years?
Ooh.
Adrian Peterson, if you like going to the circus, I hear the Jags need a running back. Jamie Newman got beat out for the starting job. Jamie Newman opted out of the season. Utah, learn how to close a series. Write this down. The Sixers must trade Joel Embiid if they want to win a title. The Braves went out and got Tommy Malone at the deadline. The Dodgers are shaking in their boots.
Yeah.
The Nets will never hire another head coach with no head coaching experience after the disaster of Jason Kidd. Hi, my name is Steve Nash. Why are their teams competing to sign Jadeveon Clowney? Are they desperate for 2.5 sacks a year? There is no breathable way on God's green earth. The Heat are beating the Bucks. Wait, the Bucks are down 3-0? There is no way the Bucks are coming back from a 3-0 deficit.
Hmm.
The boys return to Amazon Prime, and the butcher's wife is alive. Shut the front door. And these are my thoughts.
Tommy Malone.
It's a good trade.
That strikes fear into the Dodgers. Dodgers are shaking, by the way.
Have you seen the boys? For those of you that aren't familiar with it, it's a superhero show, but it's not your normal superhero show. It's kind of like the dark side of superheroes, where they're put in front of the public as good guys, but behind closed doors, they're not such good people. Great show.
On Amazon?
Season 2 came out yesterday.
And you're plugging it on K-Bay, home of the Camden County Wildcats, the day after high school football starts. You're plugging an Amazon show. Is that what you're telling me?
We're going to get to the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings right after we pay homage to the folks that let us come to you. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Southern Soul Barbecue, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers and online transfers, free same-day delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go. Terriers, Pirates, Knights.
And Wildcats.
Yes, and Wildcats.
All right, here we go.
Power rankings. Let's hear them.
Here are the Jason Bishop Week 1 High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. getting into the top 10 for the first time in almost a year with a huge win last night over Brantley. The Tarleton County Indians check in at number 10 in the power rankings.
Indians had a rough year in 2019. They beat the brakes off of Brantley County, who will appear in the next segment. They'll have a prominent position in the next segment,
which is the Kit Branch Butthurt segment.
Here we go.
At number 9, breaking the top 10. We didn't see this team at all, really, last year. I don't think they got into the top 10 at all last year. Well, they break the inaugural week 1 rankings at number 9, the Glen Academy Red Terrors.
The Red Terrors are in with a 33-7 win over MCA. Good football team.
MCA is going to be a force in single A.
I think they will be too.
At number 8, we did see them a couple of times last year. They break into the inaugural at number 8, the Ware County Gators. They're going to be really good.
But they can only crack in at number 8?
They're going to be really good.
Wow.
At number 7, scoring almost 60 last night, the Valwood Valiants check in at number 7.
The Valwood Valiants at number 7. And they got Frederica rolling over on Friday night. Ooh, ouch.
Big game. At number 6, huge upset win last night to get them into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time in school history. At number 6, the Macon County Bulldogs in at number 6.
Macon County? Dude, that is out of the geographical area. I mean, you laid out the geographical area before the season started, and now you're going 30 minutes from Columbus picking teams in the top 10.
Macon County's not in Macon?
No! Wow. We got to have... I'm gonna ask K-Bay if they can give us some funding so Jason Bishop can take a geography course at Coastal or at somewhere where he can understand geography. He laid out the geographic region before the season start. Now he's pulling teams in from Columbus to get in this top 10 poll. Wow.
Macon County's not in Macon?
Wow. Wow. Just wow.
At number 5. A big win last night over a very tough team, the Valdosta Wildcats. Check in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Valdosta's good. They had to pull out a win over Warner Robins late last night, which tells me Warner Robins is going to be a major factor in 5A football.
At number 4, another blowout win, a shutout win for the Coffee County Trojans.
They're going to be a factor. They dropped from 6A to 5A. They are going to be a major force in 5A.
Yeah, you got that right. At number 3... Crisp County checks in.
Next week, I want you to redefine the geographical area.
Crisp not there either?
You said, what did you say before the season, what the geographical
so
area
So the geographical
was?
Region basically is the I-16, I-95 square.
Okay.
Cut off by I-75. We don't go any further west than I-75. We don't go any further north than around I-16. I'll take the Metters and the Swainsboros that are kind of around I-16. But, you know, if you're up in Rome, I'm just not going to have you in.
Well, Crisp County is on I-75. That's Cordill, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Where's Cordill?
Cordill is on I-75 between Valdosta and Macon. So they fit into...
No, they're in. What are you complaining about?
No, I'm talking about Macon County. They're out of that area. West.
Why would you have a county named Macon if you're not in Macon?
Macon is Bibb County, B-I-B-B. That's Macon's county. You need to learn cities and county seats. We learned that in elementary school when I was a kid.
Macon County should be in Macon.
Macon County's Montezuma, Georgia.
Macon County should be in Macon.
Wow.
At number 2, checking in with a huge win last night, coming down and winning on the road, 28-11 over Camden, the Richmond Hill Wildcats at number 2.
So let me get this right. They're not in a poll at all. Final Four team last year in 6A. They can't make a final poll. They can't make a preseason poll, but they debut at number 2 after week 1.
Big win.
Okay. Listeners, are you listening to this? Richmond Hill should be in the poll. Don't get me wrong. But the blatant disrespect that we got from the host for Richmond Hill, now all of a sudden they come and beat Camden County, and all of a sudden they go to number 2 in the poll.
Camden's a good team.
Okay.
And by the way, here's, you know, I failed to lay out the parameters. Just because I have Team Y ranked ahead of Team Z doesn't mean I'm saying Team Y is better than Team Z. What I'm doing is I'm ranking these teams on how they've done within their own schedule.
You're saying is you don't know. You're just picking teams from week to week.
I've got a formula.
Just based on how you feel.
I've got a formula.
Well, no, you don't. You don't have a formula.
And the number one, yes, I do. The number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings in the 2020 inaugural edition, the Pierce County Bears.
They proved it last night. They beat a Brunswick team that by the end of the season, people are going to say is a pretty good football team. And they beat Brunswick by 3 touchdowns.
Who was a 6A program, by the way.
6A program.
And you would think that depth would have kept that game close, were they 3A versus a 6A.
They actually dressed out about the same amount of players last night.
Okay. Well, there you go.
They had a lot of depth over there.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
The two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Frederica Academy Knights have become a playoff contender every season under head coach Brandon Derrick. This year will be no different. The Knights will have a senior-heavy team looking to win the AAA GISA title one more time. Frederica will kick off on the road in Valdosta at Valwood. The Knights will also trek to Tift Area, Bullock Academy, and Pinewood. Frederica will host Calvary Day, Brantley, Long County, Memorial Day, St. Andrews, and Trinity Christian. Look for a big year over on SSI. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Yeah.
back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So before we get into the interactive segment, which Kip calls his butt hurt list, I do want to say this, that I think it's stupid to name a county when you're not in the city that you're, you know, if you're Macon County, you should be Macon. Now, I looked it up on Google. I found where Macon County is. It's right outside of I-75. I mean, it's real close. It's real close to fitting into the geographical region that I've laid out for you. It's real close.
Okay. But it doesn't, correct?
It's right there.
But this is not a political spin show. This is a direct question. Is it or is it not in the geographical area?
It's just on the other side.
Okay, so basically it's not in the geographical area. That's the answer.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too. With any kind of keg you need, M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off Exit 29 on Interstate 95.
And now we turn the show over, fasten your seatbelts, to Kip Branch.
The weekly Kip Branch butt hurt list. High school football edition.
He started doing special editions a few weeks ago.
This is the first week in honor of high school football kicking off and starting. High school football edition of the butt hurt list. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Clinch County Panthers. You go to Macon County, you're ranked number 3 in single A. You're in every poll that they can put out in the state of Georgia. You go to Macon County and you get beat 21-19. Macon must be a pretty good football team. They made your geographically based poll, even though they're outside the geographical area, so they must be pretty good. But Clinch County is number 5 on the butt hurt list this week.
Semantics.
Number 4 on the butt hurt list this week, the Tift County Blue Devils. How do you get shut out at home by a AAA team?
7A Tift County.
7-0, you get beat. They probably rummaging through a resume file over there in Tifton right now. Okay. Number 3 on the butt hurt list this week, the Camden County Wildcats.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You get beat. You know, you're trying to get back to being the Camden that you used to be a decade ago. Everybody, I picked you to win 8 or 9 games. You make me look bad after with my predictions. And you lose to Richmond Hill 28-11 at home. You didn't just, you know, Richmond Hill didn't drive down and kick a last-second field goal and win the game. They beat you 28-11 on your home turf. You called the game. Camden was discombobulated on offense. Got to figure some things out on offense, but if you're losing to Richmond Hill at home, how in the world are you going to beat Colquitt County and Lowndes County when the region kicks in?
That's a very suitable question.
How? You haven't done it yet, so how are you going to do it? Number 2 on the butt hurt list this week, the Brunswick High Pirates.
Well, who's going to be number 1?
I'm getting to that. Oh. See, this is my segment.
Oh, sorry.
So it's interactive, but I'm driving the narrative here.
Okay, you're driving the bus.
Number
Sorry.
2 on the butt hurt list of Brunswick High Pirates. Oh, Pirates, Pirates, Pirates. We didn't look good last night. I can say we, because I'm a Brunswick High former player, graduate. We didn't look good last night, fellas. We got to figure some things out, and it's got to start at the quarterback position for Brunswick High. We looked bad at quarterback. We looking bad. Offensive line got blown up last night. Receivers. They struggled as well. Defensively, I thought we played solid on defense, but you needed a sleeping bag because you stayed on the field all night because you didn't get any help from the offense. You were camping out on the field. I'm a Pirate fan. I got on my Brunswick High hat today. I represent blue and gold, so, you know, I can be a little harsh, but when things turn around, I'm going to be on here pumping the sunshine as well. So Pirates, you're number two on the butt hurt list this week. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Brantley County Herons.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. You make the playoffs last year. You're AAA. You're in the same region as Pierce and Appling. Charlton County's a single A team. You go on the road to Charlton County and you get beat 39-0.
Didn't score.
Didn't score a point. Come on, guys. At least put something on the scoreboard. Give me a goose egg. 39-0. You go on the road and get beat at Charlton, and Charlton was like 2-8 last year. There you have it. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Brantley County Herons.
Ahead of the Brunswick High Pirates. Who'd you have at three?
The Camden County Wildcats.
Okay. Ahead of Camden and Brunswick.
You had three teams in the immediate geographical area last night that just laid just big, hard-boiled eggs last night. And Brantley had a goose egg on the scoreboard. And then you got Brunswick High and Camden. High hopes, just laid a big, fat, hard-boiled egg, both teams last night. There you have it. I told you it was going to be a little tough today, pointed, directed. But I'm a Pirate through and through.
Who do the Pirates have next?
McIntosh County Academy.
Who played pretty tough for the first half against Glen Academy.
They better play tough this week. That's all I can tell them.
Like I said earlier, there's a real scenario here where MCA may start out 0-2 because of this crazy COVID season. And I think that MCA has the potential to win the single-A state championship. And they may start out the season 0-2 having to play 6A schools back-to-back.
Okay, so you're telling me that MCA is going to beat Irwin County, Brooks, who dropped down to single-A this year, Clinch, who got upset last night by Macon County. So you're telling me that McIntosh County Academy is going to be all three of them teams in South Georgia.
See, this is what I don't like for you to do, because that's not what I said. I said I think that they could win the state championship. I think they have the pieces. They got to get a little better, but I think that it's there and they're capable of doing it. Don't put words in my mouth.
You're just trying to justify what you said. I'm asking you, can they beat Brooks County and Clinch?
When you were talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL. 912-638-7685. Online at SouthernSoulBarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We got back in the second segment, we got caught in a time crunch, so I didn't have an opportunity to recap the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So I'm just going to recap. I'm not going to really run through them. I'm just going to give you 10 back to 1 so that you'll have a recap and you can kind of absorb a little bit. So at number 10, there was Charlton County. Number 9, Glen Academy. Number 8, Ware County. 7, Valwood. 6, Macon County, which should be in Macon, but it's not. Number 5, Valdosta. Number 4, Coffee. 3, Crisp. 2, Richmond Hill. And the number 1 team for week 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings is Pierce County.
So last week, in the going into the season, I think you had Lowndes County number 2. Just because they don't play to the night, they get dropped out of the rankings.
You got to win. Stay in, man.
They don't play. They haven't played their scheduled game yet. They play tonight.
You got to win to stay in.
This poll makes no sense. It's you go from number 2 and you're not even ranked the next week because your scheduled game falls after the time slot that we do our show on K-Bay on Saturday.
Life's unfair. Deal with it.
Yeah, apparently.
But if they win tonight and they win next week, that's going to be 2 wins.
So that means you're going to post a updated rankings at 11 o'clock tonight after that game's over?
I'll give you an updated ranking next Saturday right here on this show.
They play Archer tonight. That's going to be a good game.
It will be a good game. Leonard Fournette, not a Jacksonville Jaguar. They drafted him ahead of Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. He lasts 3 years in Jacksonville, and then he's out of the three-ring circus, and now down in Tampa with Tom Brady.
Apparently, there's been some locker room issues for the Jaguars.
A lot of locker room issues.
So they're trying to get rid of everybody. What they are doing is apparently, and they haven't even played a game yet, but their moves that they're making would tell you that they are gearing up to get into Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Clemson's best quarterback in college football, probably going to declare for pro after this season. Jacksonville, I mean, I saw a story in Southern Sports Edition this week about all the first-round busts.
Ooh, there's a lot of them.
That Jacksonville has had over the last, every pick from 2011 through 2017, number one pick, it's not with the team anymore. I mean, and have been major, major busts. Disappointments, Blake Bortles.
Jokel.
Blackman, receiver.
Ooh, yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one. I mean, think about it. Now, the last couple of first-round draft picks, you know, they've done pretty good. But 11 through 17, that's 7 years of number one picks that didn't pan out for your organization, which tells me who in the heck is running the war room during those years for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's not Kip Branch.
Apparently not. But now they've cleaned house. They got Fournette gone. You know, he's not on the market 24 hours, and he's signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I sat here on this show and talked to you, the listener, when the Jaguars drafted Leonard Fournette over Deshaun Watson. I sat here right here on this show across from you, and I said, I think it was across from you, I said, there is no way that the Jacksonville Jaguars should have taken Leonard Fournette over Deshaun Watson. That, in no realistic universe, should ever happen. And I don't care how great a running back Leonard Fournette was, how dynamic he was in college. You don't take a running back over that type of generational quarterback in Deshaun Watson. And they did it. And now they don't have a quarterback, even though they were still sold on Blake Bortles. But Blake Bortles at that point has shown you nothing not to draft Deshaun Watson. I sat here on the show and I told you it's another example of the millions of examples where I've been right on this show.
And then the Kansas City Chiefs picking in the middle of the first round, draft Patrick Mahomes, and you Mahomes, and people say, oh, this may be a reach.
That's true.
He's the best quarterback on the planet. In Jacksonville, he goes like pick 15 in the same draft, and the Jags draft a running back at number 4 that year and pick Fournette, I think.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Fox's Pizza and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glen County Farm Bureau, or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
Do you want to hear my impression of the Jacksonville Jaguar organization? Do you want to hear it?
Is it like a Kevin Hart stand-up?
No. It's just my impression of the Jacksonville Jaguar organization.
Need some popcorn, peanuts, icy. That's it. You just sit in your seat, and it's like going to the...
Three-ring circus.
Watching the greatest showman.
Greatest show on earth.
Yep. Wow.
If you want to see something unexpected that you didn't expect to see, out of the ordinary, and really just a complete dumpster fire, the Jacksonville Jaguars is the hottest ticket in town.
And really, it's becoming almost comical.
It's getting ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
And I understand that you want to clean up your locker room and change your culture. And, you know, pretty much you've given up on the 2020 season for the most part. That's what it appears like.
And I want to bring up a point. You said tanking for Trevor, right? That they're in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. Don't forget, I don't think enough people realize this. Even if you don't get Trevor Lawrence at number one, you don't end up with that number one pick. Justin Fields is probably going to be in this draft too. So if you don't get Trevor at number one and you end up with, you know, two or three, you're still going to be able to get Justin Fields.
Jacksonville's got to address a lot of positions. They've lost a lot of defense now with the house cleaning measures that they have done. They seem to think that the public face saying we're okay, we'll do running back by committee, which means we don't have a running back. Wide receivers, name somebody in that wide receiver room that strikes fear in opposing defenses in the league.
Wait. Crickets.
Yeah, and then you got a quarterback who, you know, had a good year last year, Gardner Minshew. What if he throws for 4,000 yards this year? I mean, do you go after a quarterback, or do you address positions that need a lot of help, like wide receiver, running back? Just, I mean, there's a lot of places that need a lot of help on that roster.
Duval!
Not this year. Won't be hearing that a whole lot because the stadium is going to be empty because of the pandemic. And the only thing you might hear in Jackson at TIAA field is boo, or London, San Antonio, San Diego, please take this franchise.
Las Vegas.
Have you seen that stadium out there?
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Frederica Academy Knights have become a playoff contender every season under head coach Brandon Derrick. This year will be no different. The Knights will have a senior-heavy team looking to win the AAA GISA title one more time. Frederica will kick off on the road in Valdosta at Valwood. The Knights will also trek to Tift Area, Bullock Academy, and Pinewood. Frederica will host Calvary Day, Brantley, Long County, Memorial Day, St. Andrews, and Trinity Christian. Look for a big year over on SSI. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simon's. Don't forget your other favorites too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook. Trap, trap money, penny.
So we are moving now into the college football season. The Georgia Bulldogs will not have the guy that they thought was going to be under center for them in Jamie Newman. He's going to opt out. I've got an interesting take on that. I'll get to it in a minute. But Jamie Newman opts out of the season, so now Georgia looks at probably JT Daniels as a quarterback. Maybe Dwan Mathis. I personally like Carson Beck. That's my guy.
I think he'll redshirt this season.
I'm just saying, I think of the group that they have there, Carson Beck is the most talented all around.
I talked to a coach this morning that has a kid that plays at UGA that said, I'm not mentioning no names, but he said that.
We don't confirm sources on this show. We just throw stuff out there.
I mean, I think it's pretty reliable sources. Give me a little scoop on the quarterback situation at Georgia. And Jamie Newman was not handed the job, and he was being outplayed. by some other quarterbacks that are in the rotation there. So the decision was made to opt out, which opens the door for DeJuan Mathis, opens the door for JT Daniels, and
Carson Beck.
Carson Beck, Stetson Bennett. There's a...
That's a good question. Is Stetson Bennett still on the roster?
Yes, he is. Getting reps. Getting reps with the ones and twos and threes. He's getting reps with the threes prior to Jamie Newman leaving. Now he's been getting reps with the twos and the ones the last few days while they've trying to figure out the quarterback position.
Huh.
Big scrimmage today in Athens. It's going to tell a lot. I'm going to make a prediction. You ready?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Georgia's going to play two quarterbacks in the season opener against Arkansas. It's going to be, if he's cleared for contact, it'll be JT Daniels. It's going to be DeJuan Mathis. And don't be surprised if DeJuan Mathis goes into that game as the number one quarterback. Don't be surprised if he's not the number one guy this year.
If you're right.
Don't be surprised.
If you're right, that means that former five-star JT Daniels would have lost his job at USC due to injury, come to Georgia, and then not beaten out a four-star in DeJuan Mathis. If you're right.
I'm just saying, but JT's a good player. Don't be. I think it's neck and neck right now with those two.
Let me talk to you about Jamie Newman for a moment. So where he is I saw where he is projected to be the sixth quarterback to get drafted in this year's NFL draft. I don't know where that projection came from, but obviously it's shared by many people. So at this point, he can't get any worse than where he's at, right? So he's probably at where he's at, his status as far as NFL draft goes, he's probably going to get drafted somewhere late in the NFL draft. Now, he had the opportunity to maybe play his way up, but if Georgia doesn't start him and they put somebody else out there, or he loses his job midway through the year,
tumbles.
He doesn't keep that same status of where he is. So by him opting out, he's basically solidifying that he's going to be, at worst, signed as a free agent, an undrafted free agent, and probably makes a roster as a third-string quarterback, maybe a scout team quarterback. That's pretty much what he's guaranteed of right now. If he loses that job or doesn't win it, he doesn't get signed as an undrafted free agent at all. He's going to play in the Canadian Football League.
Here's a question that makes you think. They got Jamie Newman in January. You had all these kids lined up, committed. You got, Carson Beck. You got all these guys that are committed. You got talent coming through the system. And in May, you go out and you secure the commitment of JT Daniels just out of the blue to come to Athens. Why? Why? There's a question. Why did you do that?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Nat's Landing, The Strike Zone, and by Pristine Water.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever, or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Can the Heat or the Celtics beat the Lakers in the NBA Finals?
Or the Clippers? I mean, you're just sitting here going to anoint the Lakers. I mean, everybody knows you're a Kool-Aid drinker. Everybody knows you're the president of the Southeast Georgia LeBron James fan club. We know... You got a signed poster in your office, at your house. And come on, man. Can the Celtics or the Heat beat the Lakers? So you're just going to give them the West, and you're going to say, Celtics or the Heat.
Let me ask you a question. Who had the best record in the Western Conference?
Well, the Lakers.
Okay, moving on. So can the Celtics or the Heat beat the Los Angeles Lakers? Are either one of those teams good enough to beat the Lakers in the finals?
I don't think the Lakers are going to be in the finals. That's the point I'm trying to make to you that you don't want to accept. I'm telling you, I think the Clippers will get to the finals. And based on what I'm seeing now, In the East, I think it'll be the Celtics and the Clippers. And do I think, who do I think would win that series? I think the Clippers will win the NBA championship.
Can the Celtics, the question I'm asking, can the Celtics or the Heat beat the Lakers in the NBA Finals?
The Heat can't, but the Celtics can.
Okay. That's what I'm. That's what I was looking for was an answer.
Your little stacked question.
Straightforward question.
So I think the Celtics could beat the Lakers.
The Heat can't.
I don't think they would.
They're up 3-0 on the Bucks.
I don't think they're ready to take that next step. In fact, if you knock off the number one seed in the East, you might start feeling a little good about yourself, and you run into a buzzsaw called the Boston Celtics.
I was just going to ask you that. Celtics, Heat, who wins?
Celtics.
Okay.
In six.
In six.
Yeah.
I'll take the Celtics as well. Maybe not in six. Maybe in seven.
Good show, man.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.